from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is VOI with the news. First, the main points. Indonesia celebrates interfaith unity through Nyepi in Ramadan. And Indonesian Central Bank rate remains stable at 4.75% amid global conflict. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Religious Affairs invites all elements of the nation to make Nyepi Day, the Hindu Saka New Year 1948, a momentum to strengthen brotherhood and harmony amidst Indonesia's diversity. The Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar stated on Wednesday that the Nyepi celebration, commonly known as the Hindu Balinese Day of Silence, felt special because it took place during the holy month of Ramadan and coincided with Eid al-Fitr, the biggest holiday for Muslims in Indonesia. He considered these two religious moments to be a strong symbol of the value of interfaith togetherness.
The confluence of these two major holidays is not mere coincidence, but a symbol of God's greatness that unites us in the spirit of Pasudaiva. I cultivate one earth, one family.
On the same day, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs, Jamari Caniago, also officially launched the government's annual program of free homeward-bound travel. He said this program symbolizes the government's commitment to providing the best service for people returning to their hometowns to celebrate two important religious holidays in Indonesia. Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio, officially announced the decision to keep the benchmark interest rate, or BI rate, at 4.75% via a YouTube broadcast on March 18. This step was taken based on the results of the Board of Governors meeting from March 16 to 17 to maintain national economic stability amid the outbreak of war in the Middle East since last February. The decision aims to keep the Indonesian economy strong even though global economic growth is projected to slow to 3.1% due to the conflict. This policy also includes setting the deposit facility rate at 3.75% and the lending facility rate at 5.5% to address pressures in the global financial markets. Bank Indonesia is now strengthening its collaboration with the government and the Financial System Stability Committee to mitigate the adverse effects of international uncertainty. The primary focus of this collaboration is to ensure the availability of financing for the government's strategic Asta Cita program so that domestic economic growth remains sustained. The Indonesian government has stated that rice stocks, a staple food for many Indonesians, are secure ahead of this year's Eid al-Fitr holidays and are even sufficient for the next 11 months. In a press conference held by Indonesia's Government Communications Office on Wednesday, Deputy Minister of Agriculture Sudaryono said that the current rice reserves in government warehouses have reached 4.09 million tons, higher than last year. In addition, he claimed that stocks of various strategic commodities such as garlic, chili, and beef are also in a safe condition. He also stated that the government will strive to ensure that the supply of basic necessities for the public remains sufficient and that prices stay under control. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Purwadi Arianto on Wednesday has ensured the readiness of public transportation services at airports and seaports ahead of Eid holiday. He stated that the government is committed to delivering optimal transport services through stronger inter-agency coordination and better integration between transport modes. In addition, the professionalism of service personnel remains a key focus to ensure responsive, friendly, and high integrated services for the public. The government hopes that improving service quality will meet public needs while promoting transparent and accountable public services. Director General of Natural Resources and Ecosystem Conservation at the Indonesian Ministry of Forestry, Satyawan Pudiatmoko, on Wednesday confirmed the readiness of services at national parks and nature recreation parks ahead of the Eid holidays. All field operational units have been instructed to implement zero waste and zero accident principles through increased area security and routine patrols. He emphasized that the use of digital technology such as online booking and cashless payments is the primary key to preventing overcrowding at 580 conservation area entrances. To ensure sustainability, the government is implementing specific operational policies and intensifying waste patrols to maintain the integrity of the ecosystem. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Hindu Nyepi celebration in Indonesia falls on March the 19th, coinciding with the end of Ramadan, the holy month for Muslims who are the majority of Indonesia's population. Muslims also celebrate Idul Fitri around that date. At that time, a beautiful atmosphere of tolerance is evident in the country. Indonesian people demonstrates that religious differences are not a barrier to mutual respect and appreciation. In Bali, Hindus celebrate Nyepi by engaging in self-reflection, purifying the heart, and strengthening their relationship with God. Meanwhile, Muslims throughout Indonesia prepare to welcome Idul Fitri with joy and hope. These two major celebrations take place harmoniously, demonstrating that Indonesia is a country rich in diversity and tolerance. In Bali, where the majority of the population is Hindu, mosques and temples stand side by side, symbolizing interfaith harmony. People greet each other and share happiness, regardless of religious differences or backgrounds. This atmosphere of tolerance is evident not only in places of worship, but also on streets and in markets. People enthusiastically welcome Idul Fitri while respecting Hindus who are celebrating Nyepi. This is a clear example of Indonesia as a country capable of maintaining harmony and tolerance. The government also plays crucial role in maintaining this atmosphere of tolerance by continually encouraging the public to respect and appreciate differences, as well as maintaining harmony between religious communities. May this atmosphere of tolerance continue to be maintained and serve as an example for other countries around the world. Happy Idul Fitri and Happy Nyepi. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Purba Valley, located in Situ Gunung Sukabumi, is an attractive tourist destination and offers amazing natural beauty. Visiting it, you will be invited to explore an exotic forest area by witnessing the magnificent waterfall in a green valley. According to reports, the origin of the naming of Purba, which means ancient in English, comes from the valley area which is surrounded by ancient trees that have existed for thousands of years. Explore Rembah Purba or Purba Valley, you should be accompanied by a guide who will not only show you the way, but also explain the various types of plants that exist in the area of Situ Gunung Sukabumi as well. You have to take a journey that takes approximately 1 hour from the main gate of Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge. The journey starts by crossing the pride of Situ Gunung, namely the 243-meter-long suspension bridge. Besides that, you will pass 8 bridges with the different levels of excitement. Even though you go through several trekking routes that are not easy, you don't need to worry because before leaving, you will be equipped with safety gears. After walking along the many bridges, you will pass a path as well as through a cliff that is about 8 meters high. The most extreme is that you will pass a bridge that can only be passed by one person, not to mention the considerable height. This trip will really boost your adrenaline. On the bridge, many visitors usually will take pictures, so the journey for about 1 hour doesn't feel tiring. Rembah Purba is open every day from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and to 5 p.m. on weekends. You can use your own vehicles to arrive at the parking area, then you will be escorted using a special bus until you arrive at the Rembah Purba post. What must be considered when exploring the Sukabumi Ancient Valley is to use comfortable and non-slippery footwear. Wear a jacket to keep out the cold air and preferably in the morning so you have enough time to explore.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Tahun berganti tahun, waktu mengajakku tumbuh dewasa. Banyak suasana telah berubah karena hukum dan tuntutan dunia. Rindu memaksaku untuk kembali menengok kenangan masa kecilku yang penuh cinta dibalut kehangatan. Kini aku telah jauh berada. Rindu rumah, aku rindu pula, rindu yang tersayang, ayah dan ibu. Rindu rumah, aku rindu pula, rinduku disayang, sanak saudara. Aku untuk kembali menengok kenangan masa kecilku yang penuh cinta dibalut kehangatan. Kini aku telah jauh berada. Selalu pada mereka yang telah pergi menghadap Tuhan. Hanya lewat mimpi kita bertemu. Semoga tenang di rumah yang berbeda. Rindu
of Indonesia.
pergi dari hidupmu adalah jalan yang terbaik yang aku lakukan di waktu yang salah. Tiada ku sesali harus berpisah denganmu. Yang aku sesali adalah caranya. Selalu ku bertanya dalam hatiku, menyesalkah dulu engkau memilih aku, yang jerih payahnya tak pernah cukup untuk selalu memenangkanmu dalam hidup. Tuhan tolong sembuhkan hatinya dan maafkanlah aku. Jika akhirnya aku merasa dia tak jadi rumah sayapnya, yang ku harap bahagia bersamaku manusia biasa. Sejak awal kita memang tak setara. Mati-matianku memberimu cinta, namun bahasa cinta kita ternyata amat berbeda. Dia yang paling merdu ku simpan dalam sebuah lagu, tanpa sadar lebih dulu melukai hatiku. Dan maafkanlah aku. Jika akhirnya aku merasa dia tak jadi rumah untukku, benar dia bidadari yang ku patahkan sayapnya, yang ku harap bahagia bersamaku manusia biasa. Sejak awal kita memang tak setara. Dan maafkanlah aku. Jika akhirnya aku merasa dia tak jadi rumah untukku, benar dia bidadari yang ku patahkan sayapnya, yang ku bersamaku manusia biasa. Sejak awal kita memang tak setara. Sejak awal hidup kita memang tak setara. Sejak awal cinta kita tak setara. Dan maafkanlah aku. Jika akhirnya aku merasa dia tak.
Voice of Indonesia the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sudah lewat dan malam mulai pekat, saatnya rindu berbaris masuk kelas untuk belajar mengenal dendam. Kukumu panjang, kata ibu rindu.
Ini karena memang tak pernah dipangkat.
Kukumu panjang, kata ibu rindu.
Ini karena memang tak pernah dipangkat.
Tapi ibu rindu memang benar, rindu harus dibayar tuntas. Seperti kuku panjang yang mesti dipangkas tiap kali hendak masuk kelas.
Of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
When traveling to Cirebon, West Java, Indonesia during the month of Ramadan, you will see unique views, especially around Cirebon Grand Mosque and Cirebon Kasepuhan Palace. There are many traders selling typical foods to break the fast. Uniquely, almost all traders sell docang. Docang itself is a typical food for the people of Cirebon to break the fast. This culinary delight became known in the 15th century. Historically, this food was originally made by a group of people who didn't like the Islamic preaching activities by Wali Songo, or Nine Saints, that Islamized Java in the 15th and 16th centuries. So they make food that contains poison. However, when it was served to Wali Songo, the poison mixed into the food didn't react at all. On the contrary, after eating the dish, Wali Songo actually liked it. Listeners, docang comes from the words bodo, which means soybean based on jom, and kacang, which means beans. Docang consists of a mixture of rice cake pieces, grated coconut, cassava leaves, chives, beans, and crackers, which are then poured with a special sauce, namely dage or oncom sauce, made from tofu dregs mixed with peanut press cake. As a complement, cayenne pepper is usually added to add a spicy taste. Docang tastes fresh and tasty, especially because there are small white crackers sprinkled in one portion of this food. Docang is a healthy food because it uses vegetables and doesn't use meat. Cirebon's typical culinary delights are delicious when served hot or warm. Usually, Cirebon people eat docang for breakfast. However, during the month of Ramadan, this dish is usually eaten as a menu to break the fast. The price is quite cheap, only 10,000 to 15,000 rupiah, or 64 to 95 cents US dollar. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terima meski harus terluka karena ku terlalu mengenal hatimu. Aku telah merasa dari awal pertama kau takkan bisa lama berpaling darinya.
Terus jalani cinta begini.